الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه كما أراد. As the nights are getting longer, inshallah al-aziz, what I'll try to do to compensate is to make these khatiras, these reflections slightly smaller, which will inshallah al-aziz give you a bit more time to go back home and reflect and ponder and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-aziz. From the beginning of creation up until now, humanity has been very different. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an immense height, between 30 and 35 meters tall, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And they had very long lives, hundreds of years. Other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 950 years. So every nation and every prophet and every era or community, they had different variations in terms of height, in terms of longevity, in terms of health and various other things. So they had greater opportunity to do more ibadat and to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. But as it came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah, and subsequently will continue until the end of time, our lives will become shorter and shorter, and therefore our opportunities will also become less and less. But this doesn't mean that we shouldn't maximize the opportunities given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the reasons that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the beautiful month of Ramadan, that in spite of our lives being short, we can still maximize our ibadat and gain so much reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like in video games, you go and you find these extra packs of health or extra ammunition or extra bonus levels to kind of get you going further and further. Similarly, here we have in this beautiful month of Ramadan these extra bonus levels which will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for us, that the person who prays Isha with Jama'ah, which we have been trying to do here in the month of Ramadan, and the person who prays Fajr with Jama'ah, so Isha and Fajr, both of them need to be read with the Jama'ah, then that person is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as staying up the entire night in tahajjud, the entire night in ibadah, in worship and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a huge opportunity for us in the month of Ramadan to increase our rewards and proximity to Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, the one hadith that I want to share with you tonight, inshallah, which we can all act upon. All of us love to do very little work to get maximum amount of rewards. And before, our elders used to work very, very hard. They used to work day and night, double shifts, long, triple shifts, very, very long shifts, just to make ends meet. But now, the world that we live in, we want to make fast money, quick money, and we want to, you know, work little and get maximum reward. And in this particular vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam's ummah a great opportunity in the month of Ramadan as well as outside the month of Ramadan to earn huge amount of rewards. So for example, if I were to say to you, Brother Waqar over there, he's an accountant by profession, that if you work for me for 36 days, how many? 36 days, just work for me normal 9 to 5, theek hai? 8 hours or 10 hours a normal day, or even cholo, just do 12 hour shift. If you work for me for 36 days, I will pay you 365 days worth of wages. Would you think that's a decent deal? I don't think anybody here would give up this particular opportunity that work for just over a month, 1 month and 6 days, and you get the wage of 12 months, 12 months wage. And anybody would be a fool to give this up. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this proposal, this incentive, this reward that he gave to his ummah, to his nation, to say that if you do this particular act just for 36 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the full reward of an entire year. And what is that particular act? The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that that person who fasts just 3 days in a month, how many days? 3 days. And it's not difficult to fast 3 days in a month. We have at least 30 to 31 days in every single month, barring the month of February, 30 to 31 days every month. And to fast just how many days? Just 3 days in a month. It could be at the beginning, could be at the middle, or could be at the end. That is entirely up to you. But just 3 days in a month. If a person fasts 3 days a month, 3 times 12 is 36. So that makes 36 days in an entire year. The person who fasts just those 3 days in a month, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reward of fasting the entire year. This is the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal just for fasting those 3 particular days. So who does not want to achieve this barakah, this blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this reward from Allah Azza wa Jal? But the Prophet alayhi wasallam did specify that when you do fast, and if you are able to fast those optional days, then do so on the white days. And the white days is in reference to the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of every lunar month. Not solar month, because the solar month is different to the lunar month. So every Islamic month, the 13th and the 14th and the 15th of every single month, if you fast on those 3 days, for those 3 days, you'll get the reward of the entire month. And then every month you're doing 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, what you end up achieving by the end of the year is actually the full reward of fasting the entire year for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a great and immense incentive for us all to continue outside the month of Ramadan and to do that. 3 days are not difficult, and encourage your brothers and sisters, your spouse, your partners to come together and just fast those 3 days. And then you can increase upon that by fasting every Monday and every Thursday, which was also the beautiful sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But then this hadith is also in combination with another one, which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that man sama yawman fi sabilillah ba'adallahu wajhahu an jahannama sab'ina kharifa. That person who fasts solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we all do. You don't fast for your mother, your father, your partner, or anybody else. This is solely between you and Allah azza wa jal. Nobody can potentially even know whether you're fasting or not. So you're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who do it for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of their sincerity, will distance their face. You know our face? Remember last year the heat wave that we had and how difficult it was? Imagine the people in Dubai or other countries throughout the world and how they feel 50 degrees, 55 degrees, even though the sun is 90 million miles away, perhaps even more than that, I may be wrong. But the point is, it's extremely far away, but we still feel the heat here on earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that person who fasts for my sake, just one roza, and remember in a month you're doing 3 roza for the sake of Allah azza wa jal minimum, that what will the reward be for that individual? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance his face. By distancing the face, you also distance the entire body as well. Allah Azza wa Jal will distance the face of that individual from the fire of Jahannam by the distance of 70 years. 70 years is no small distance. It's no small time frame. So 70 times 70 times 70 is how much? 70 years plus 70 years plus 70 years. How much is that, everybody? 210 years, yes? 210 years, we'll be further away from the seek, or as they say, from the heat of Jahannam itself. And 210 then times 12. Imagine how many thousands of years then you are going further and further away from the fire of hell. And if you continue to do this just 3 times a month, and then for the entire year, and then year upon year upon year, by the time that you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps you would be 50,000 or 100,000 or millions of miles away from the fire of hell. From the fire of hell, and you'll also equally be receiving the reward of fasting the entire year for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to remain steadfast in the month of Ramadan, then continue the spirit and continue the essence of Ramadan outside by fasting Mondays and Thursdays, if not at least every 13th and 14th and 15th of every single month. Those 3 days will give you the reward of 30, and continuing that, you'll get the reward of the entire year just by fasting 36 days in a single year, and you'll be distanced from the fire of hell by thousands of miles, well, 70 miles at least per rosa. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from the fire of Jahannam and enable us all to fast for His sake. Wa qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum, jazakumullahu khairan.